This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
And I think one of the things, and I learned this a lot, AngelPad actually, which is that you have to be able to listen to a lot of criticism, but doesn't mean that you have to, take it in. But you have to listen to it and think about it.
And not take it personally. It's very, I see entrepreneurs get very defensive when you get feedback. I was defensive too once as a founder, right? And you're right. You definitely need to be able to listen.
So that real estate guy who you hired, who you think is the enemy, is now telling you something, and you need to listen to what he's saying, or he or she is saying, because they're giving you really valuable information about how the rest of the real estate world thinks about things, and that helps you. Now, even though you're not asking him for his opinion on whether or not your idea will work, but you're asking them, well, how do people do this? How do people do that? How do people do this? And you just get so much rich information about the market when they're right there in front of you. You can ask them all these questions.
Right. Marty, something that worked well for us was, and this is, I think, universally applicable to entrepreneurs. This is more of a mindset comment, but when a customer you really want says no, and they're vehemently against what you do, take note. Mm-hmm. And literally put their damn logo opposite where you wake up and say, one day that'll be my customer. Because when you convince that customer, right, that's when you know you've really nailed it. And when you can take a naysayer and make them your biggest advocate, that's when you're going to build a great company. So that was something that I did. I used to play a lot of games, and our target audience, unlike in real estate, we were targeting mobile developers, people that build games.
Yeah.
And it hurt. I loved these games, and these guys didn't want to give me the time of day. I didn't care. I said, one day I will get these guys. Yeah. And it took years and years. And eventually, once you sign them up, you just realize how far you've come.
Yeah.
Revenue milestones and number of people you have, that's all vanity metrics. I think we understand that founder to founder here. But when you really get a critical customer, that is what speaks of your success, right? When you've got that naysayer and secured them, then you know you can go take on anything after that, and you set your sight on even bigger customers.
Yeah. Well, at that point that the wave has started to move, right? And sometimes those really tough customers, they need to see other customers come in. They need to see other points of traction. They're sort of like the late adopters. But once you know those late adopters are coming in, it speaks to, how far you've gotten the product into the market, how good the fit is. Really, yeah.
Yeah, and real estate is an industry where it's very important to find your product market fit and identify the right initial customers for your product, especially finding early adopters. I think prop tech right now is in this midst of massive change, somewhat accelerated by COVID. But also, I think most real estate owners are asking themselves the existential question, will this work 10, 20 years from now, or will we get left behind and disrupted by technology? Mm-hmm. This is a great time to be doing a company in prop tech for sure, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer, and it'll pop up. Subscribe now. See you on the next episode.